celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
In every life, there are moments that define us, one that can produce a sudden shift in our circumstances. Breakthrough Moments by Rod Parsley provides practical steps based on biblical principles so you can overcome and advance. Small in size but significant in impact, Breakthrough Moments is our free gift simply to say thank you. Call now or log on to rodparsley.com. Live life's moments in Breakthrough.
Valor Christian College wants you to become a world changer with a four-year, fully accredited Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry.
You'll become a part of a vibrant community of believers with a passion for quality education, purpose-driven application, and a desire to receive an impartation of the legacy of Dr. Rod Parsley.
Call or visit valorcollege.edu and enroll today on campus or online.
Ask about our scholarships, federal financial aid, and other programs to help you acquire the tools you need to change the world.
Since we began this church 47 years ago, there has never been anything but the presence of God here. Ever. Ever. Every service.
Elder.
Somebody.
Elder.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I feel bad for folk who think that revival is some hushed, quiet, kind of little thing. On earth as it is in heaven.
Loud.
Everybody shout it. Our Father.
Our Father.
Now go lock arms with somebody. Come on. Our Father. Jesus identified himself with us. This is Christology.
Hey.
That he that is with you shall now be in you. The same Christ that invaded the borrowed tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, raised to life again the three-day dead body of the Prince of God. That spirit lives in you right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Individually, but greater.
Oh, yeah. Corporately. Woo! Hey!
Every one of us multiplies his presence. Every agreement is essential.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, we're going to get the presence of God. Like we want it. Like we prayed for it. Like we believe for it. It's not a little sprinkle. It's a deluging flood from heaven. If you want it, shout. Silence is the language of defeat. Woo! Shouting is the language of victory. Say it again. Our Father.
Our Father.
Which art in heaven.
Which art in heaven.
Which art in heaven.
Which art in heaven.
Hallowed.
Hallowed.
Sanctified.
Sanctified.
Set apart.
Set apart.
Absolutely other.
Absolutely other.
Hey. Huh? He gave him a name above every name.
Yeah.
I don't care what name.
Yeah.
Miss Yolanda, I don't care what name. Female problems, eye problems, headache problems, people problems, relationship problems, depression problems, devil problems, disease. His name. These are they who are called by his name.
His name.
We were called Christians.
Yeah.
Christ once. The anointing and his anointed and his anointing.
Yeah, yeah.
Christ. The anointed one. And his anointing.
Yeah.
We are called Christ ones.
Yes.
Christians.
Yeah.
We have the anointed one. Shout and.
And.
His.
His.
Anointing.
Anointing.
Yoked yoke-destroying,
burden-removing.
Now lift up that name with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It is. Our Father, come on, together, together. Our Father,
our Father,
which art in heaven,
which art in heaven,
reach out to him now. Reach out to him. He's right there. He's right there. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You'll find he's not too busy. He'll hear your heart's cry right now. Tonight we weep between the porch and the altar. Tonight we reach out for more of him. More of him. Wider, deeper, fuller, sweeter as the days go by. Lord, we worship you. You are holy. Your name is holy. You are absolutely other. There is none like you, my King. There is none like you, my Savior. You are absolutely holy. Therefore, you are absolutely pure. You are absolutely powerful. You are the omnipotent one. You are omnipotent. You are all-knowing. You know our uprising and our down-sitting. You are acquainted with all of our ways. So before we do anything else, before we move any further toward your throne, into your presence, into the kaleidoscope of your expression, our great God, we repent. We repent of wayward spirits. We repent of the idolatry of having other gods in front of you. In front of you when we wake up. In front of you when we lay down. In our uprising and our down sitting. May our hearts cry out as the daughters of the horse leech cry out and are never satisfied unless they receive more of you, God. More of you. We repent for having a heart not broken for our family who does not know you. We repent, Lord, of our lack of zeal. We repent. We repent of our selfishness and our racism and our bigotry and our lack of unity. Oh, Father, we cast ourselves before you and we say we are unworthy, but by your cross, you have made us righteous. You have allowed us to come into your holy presence, men and women of unclean lips and unclean hands, but this night we receive your cleansing power. Wash us with hyssop and we shall be clean. We cry for forgiveness, Lord. We delight ourselves in repentance, for it is your goodness that brings us to this place.
Yes, God.
You who bore our sins. You who were weighted down with our transgressions. You who carried all of our pain. You who bore all of our sicknesses. Yes, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus.
So these precious ones, We're all down in the altar together, holding hands just like they are now. And they were just praying together and worshiping together. And if you weren't here on Sunday, you missed it. But there were two little boys, Timir and Maui, one 6 years old, one 7 years old, that one was water baptized that morning, and the other, they both came down because they wanted to give their hearts to Jesus. What these little children don't even realize that they're doing, it's so powerful. Those two little boys together hugging and crying on Sunday morning. It was the power of agreement. What our pastor has been talking to us about since the onset of 2023, saying that the power of agreement is the most underutilized power in the kingdom. And it so blessed me to look down in this altar and see so many young children doing what we, many of us mature believers, ought to be doing all the time. And that's locking arms with our brothers and sisters in Christ and standing in the gap for one another. Pastor says it in his book, personal renewal is what leads to national revival. Repentance is the language of revival. So we gotta get in here, we gotta get rid of all this mess and all this junk, all this doubt, all this unbelief, all this sickness, all this depravity, all this demon power. It's gotta go because we have to be strong and mighty as we go out and infiltrate enemy-held territory and take back our families and take back our children and take back our homes and take back our communities and take back our school systems and take back our country. Amen. Come on, this church has been in revival for 47 years. The power of God breaks out in demonstration every single time we come in these doors, and we've taken it for granted. We've taken it lightly. This doesn't happen everywhere. It doesn't happen everywhere, but it will grow in power and it will grow in strength, and Elder Canfield, it's gonna grow in numbers. How many of you believe that there are people out there, including your own family and loved ones, that need what's in this house, what's in this place? Amen?
Amen.
So again, everybody find somebody. The instruction you choose to obey, our pastor says, determines the future you create. If you can't be obedient to the instruction in here, well, then you're not going to be able to be obedient when he tells you walking down the Walmart aisle between the peas and carrots, hey, go and witness to that person over there. Right? Right? So pastor's going to pray and lead us in this time of agreement. This is how we fight our battles. It's not just about our praise. Our praise is a weapon indeed, but our agreement, therein lies the power. Therein lies the strength. When we stand in the gap for one another, when we make up the hedge, when we take the attention off of ourselves and onto our comrades, those that are in the trenches with us in this war that we're fighting in the spirit. Amen. Amen.
Jesus. Jesus. I'm just overwhelmed because there are hungry hearts here. And it's not just all about them and them getting touched and them being in the presence. We've matured to the place where we understand that the anointing is to destroy yokes, to break burdens, to heal the sick, to bring the captives into the presence of the Lord so they can be free. If you have an unregenerated, not born again, immediate family member, that's a husband, a wife, mother, father, children who does not know Jesus, just right now, raise a hand. Raise a hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Leave it up if you can. If you can't, that's okay. The apex of all Christian endeavor and the reason and purpose of everything God does in the earth is for whomever you have a hand raised for. It's for them. That's the reason God leaves us here after we get born again, to be a witness for Him. Baptism in the Holy Spirit is not about just talking in tongues. I love that. But it's about being empowered to share our faith. 95% of all Christians will never win one person to Jesus. 70% of the people in America are born and die, and no one ever invites them to church. 70%. This is why we need revival. This is why we need revival. This is why we need renewal. Yes. To find out that it's not about us. It's just not about us. Here's the thing. When you become a life giver, you become a life receiver. God develops an affinity for you, because He said, ask and I'll give you the heathen. You know, your schoolmates. You know, the crack addicts. You know, the Wall Street cheats. You know, the tax thieves. Yeah. And we'll reach them. We'll reach them.
Yes.
Come here. You, come here. Come here, son of thunder. Come here. What's your name?
Peter, PJ.
Wait a minute. See, people miss the supernatural all the time. All the time, Elder Lowe. All the time they miss the supernatural, you know? Now, I just said something that virtually no one heard. I said, God's going to use you there, you son of thunder. That's what I said. Then I asked him what his name was. Did you hear his name? What was his name? Shout it out. What was his name?
Peter.
Shout it.
Peter.
Shout it.
Peter.
Now you stand there and look at me. Look, y'all, this the horror. This not elementary school. No, this ain't elementary school. This is way postgraduate around here. Ashton was not telling an untruth. Since we began this church 47 years ago, there has never been anything but the presence of God here. Ever. Is this your son? No. You take care of him. You take care of him. Could you use $500? Huh? You could? Well, I hope you can use it, because God told me to give it to you. So I just... If you'd shout about hers, God would give you a financial breakthrough too. Well, for much more than 20 years now, two decades, you and I, we've been reaching out with God's love to help the world's youngest nation, South Sudan. Together, we've liberated, get ready for this, liberated, broken the chains off of,
nearly 50,000 men, women, and children enslaved in the most brutal bondage and helped to feed hundreds and hundreds of thousands in the desperate throes of starvation. And that's what God's kingdom's all about. All of us, you and me, joining together to help those who need it most. We're now in what's known as the lean season in South Sudan, which is normally the time which is between harvests. The problem is that in 2023 and in 2024, there have been no harvests. Barren, dry, parched fields have been decimated by drought and then washed away in flooding rains. 7 million, hard to get your head around, I understand, 7 million people in South Sudan have no earthly idea where their next morsel of food will come from. A staggering 1.5 to 2 million children are already suffering from the most severe malnutrition. Generous, wonderful friends of our Bridge of Hope Missions Ministry are asking you to join them today in a $50,000 Feed Sudan matching challenge. That means today your gift will immediately double in ministry impact to rescue starving, dying people, to provide them also with clean drinking water. Can you imagine it? I'm asking you to help me today get water to those who have none, as well as emergency survival supplies. You know, little is much when God is in it. Your Bridge of Hope matching challenge gift today of $48, right now, $48, will help feed 16 children at great, great risk of perishing. If someone doesn't step up, they surely will. But I'm believing that you are that one. A $96 gift today will help me rush, aid, and rescue 32 children from the dark specter of death. Seek the Lord. I don't think it'll take very long to receive his response about what he would have you to give today. Maybe it's $288. Is that you? $288 will double in impact through the 31st of July and help us feed 96 decimated children. Help me. Help me send 150,000 meals to ease their suffering in this great, great humanitarian crisis. The need is so very urgent. As always, the little children are those who suffer the most. Now, you can call 24 hours a day, or just click on rodparsley.com. Rush your letter to me in the mail, but do that today. I believe the Lord Jesus Christ will take notice of your sacrifices, such compassion on their behalf. And again, thank you.
Your generous Bridge of Hope gift will help provide urgently needed food, water, and emergency supplies to children and families in South Sudan. Help save them from the dark specter of death.
The amount of children suffering from malnutrition makes this an unprecedented emergency. 2 million children are literally fighting for their lives.
The $50,000 Feed Sudan Matching Challenge will double the impact of your gift and help reach our goal of 150,000 meals this summer. $48 doubles to provide nourishing food, clean water, and emergency supplies to 16 children.
$96 will help 32 children. $960 will bring the love of Christ with help for today and hope for tomorrow and help rescue 320 children. Our missionary partners on the ground have asked that we respond as quickly as possible.
The Feed Sudan Matching Challenge ends July 31st.
Thank you for your Christ-like, compassionate response for children and families in such desperate need. Every gift, large or small, helps save lives and continue the life-saving work of Bridge of Hope around the world.
Call now. Give securely online at rodparsley.com or rush your check in the mail.
I want to thank you so very, very much for your Bridge of Hope love gift of Christ-like compassion. Hold the words of King Jesus in your heart today. Matthew chapter 10, whoever, today that's you, gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in his name will no way lose his reward. That's you. I'm so thankful for you. Our great and gracious God has made us the promise that he will reward you for your compassionate response. For children, families in such desperate need. Well, summertime is upon us. That's when you need to plan for the fall. And the fall semester at Valor Christian College, the School of Revival. It'll be here, opening those doors very, very soon. Fully accredited associate's degrees and fully accredited bachelor's degrees are available for on-campus and online studies as well. World changers from Valor Christian College are making an impact of eternal significance for the kingdom of God around the world. Now, if you'd like to learn more, there's a helpful person just waiting, anticipating your call right now. Or you can simply visit valorcollege.edu, valorcollege.edu, where world changes are made. I'll see you next time on your Breakthrough.
Celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by Revival Covenant Partners. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message of personal renewal and national revival to the world. To learn more, visit rodparsley.com.